I want to thank everyone for joining us. Today will be the final ad hoc call for the 2024 flooding response in the Missouri Basin. Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for today's basin conference call. This is an ad hoc call due to basin conditions, and we will be providing an update on runoff conditions as well as response activities from the Kansas City District and the Omaha District. This call is a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, local government officials, including levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. To unmute your line to ask a question, press star 6 or use the microphone in your WebEx app. If the force mute function is not working, please place your phone on mute and do not place the call on hold. The question and answer session will take place at the end of the call. Our agenda is as follows. We'll have opening statements from Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill with the Kansas City District. We'll have an update on weather and river forecast from Lisa Holtz with the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center from the National Weather Service. We'll have an update on reservoir releases from John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Water Management Division. The Kansas City District will provide emergency response information as well as tributary water management information. And the Omaha District will provide response information. And then we will check with any stakeholders that have any updates provide, and finally the question and answer session. With that, I'll hand it to Colonel Doug Brownhill for opening statements.
Hey, thanks. Just want to say thanks to the team for all their hard work over the long weekend and definitely over the last couple of weeks as we've been challenged with the waters as they move through first Omaha and then Kansas City. And then secondly, you know, as the water continues to move south and go down, we're still here. We're still ready to provide support to anybody that may need us. Please feel free to contact our EOC so we can get you the help that you need. But with that, thank you so much, and I'll turn it over back to Eileen. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. And Lisa Holtz.
Thanks. So just to review the past 24 hours, scattered thunderstorms once again did impact the lower portion of the Missouri River Basin. In the areas of Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. The heaviest amounts did fall across Missouri, where we saw several pockets that were near 1 inch of precipitation, but there were also a few heavier pockets that received somewhere between 2 and a max of up to 3.5 inches of precipitation. This activity did cause some tributaries to rise to flood stage this morning, including little bumps that did rise on the Missouri River itself, which is causing things to hold up just a little bit longer once again. So moving on to the river forecast, I'd like to remind everyone that these forecasts do take into account 24 hours of future precipitation. Looking upstream of the Kansas City area, river levels continue to decline. Rulo fell below flood stage early this morning, while St. Joe fell below flood stage just a couple of hours ago. And this does wrap up the active flooding in this section of the river. Moving downstream of Kansas City, all remaining flooding is currently in the minor flood category. Waverly will hang up above flood stage through Tuesday morning, while Glasgow is expected to fall below flood stage this evening. Roundville and downstream experienced some of that local runoff I was talking about with little bumps on the river. Boonville is now expected to fall below flood stage tomorrow morning, and Jefferson City is forecasted to fall below flood this evening. And finally, at Herman, Missouri, the river will fall below flood stage on Wednesday. Now I will step us through the weather over the next 5 days. So day 1, which would include this morning through Tuesday morning, Thunderstorms are once again expected to impact central and southern Missouri with areas up to 1 inch possible, with locally higher amounts always possible within thunderstorms. Elsewhere around the basin, things do look to remain dry. On Tuesday, which would be day two, Tuesday into Wednesday morning, we do expect to see the remnants of Beryl to move north into our area and just clip the southeast portion of the Missouri River Basin, bringing widespread 1 to 3 inches into central and southeast Missouri. We are expecting at this point to potentially see some minor flooding in the tributaries from this event, and the impacts along the Missouri River itself do not look to be super impactful, as it will just once again, as I on repeat here, where it would just hang things up a little bit longer on the back end, keeping things above flood slightly longer than what we're currently forecasting. So nothing super, super impactful with those remnants, because it's just clipping our basin. And then days 3 through 5, which would be Wednesday into Saturday morning, the remnants of Beryl will be moving out, and things across the Missouri Basin actually look dry for that whole period, for the most part, outside the scattered thunderstorm that might pop up throughout the area. And so that concludes my briefing for today.
All right, thank you, Lisa. And John Remus, Missouri River Water Management Division.
Yes, thank you, everybody. After your days of no change at, with releases at 13,000 CFS out of Gavin's Point, we did go up this morning to 15,000, and we'll go up 1,000 or 2,000 a day as needed to meet the Sioux City target. There are boats coming up the river, so we will be meeting that target following the flood. That's all we have. Just wanted to let everybody know we're increasing releases. Thank you.
Thanks, John. And as a reminder, we will hold our regular monthly water management call on Thursday, July 11th. All right, we'll move now to the Kansas City District Emergency Operations Center. Mike Doolin.
Hi, Eileen. Thanks. You got me on audio?
Sure do.
Okay. Mike Doolin here, Emergency Management Specialist for the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. There has been no change in our EOC status. We remain at level 2 emergency watch. The U.S. Coast Guard has lifted vessel restrictions on the Missouri River from river mile marker 366 to 29. That's the Kansas City to St. Charles reach. Those were lifted yesterday evening. Now, they do have a couple high water watches or advisories that are still in effect, but it has been open to vessel traffic. There is one area that's closed near Kansas City, the Buck O'Neill Bridge, but that is not flood related. Our flood fight team is working today in the Waverly, Missouri area, providing technical assistance to the Ray Carroll Sugar Tree Levee District. That's on the north side of the river there. Sloughing was reported yesterday afternoon around one of their pump stations, so our team was out there this morning collecting more information on that issue. As Lisa mentioned, current river observations show that Rulo and St. Joe have exited flood stage. All other gauges north of Kansas City are trending down and also out of flood stage. And then as we look east of Kansas City, levee systems are gaining quite a bit of freeboard as the river continues to drop. However, that minor flooding is still ongoing. So based on the latest data from the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center, we can expect no levees in our district to overtop in the next 3 days. In fact, only 3 non-federal levee systems are expected to have between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard over the next 72 hours. All other levee systems, federal and non-federal, will have greater than 5 foot of freeboard. There have been no changes in requests for direct assistance. We've issued a total of 11,000 sandbags for this flood event. And a little bit of repeat information from the call this weekend for folks that weren't able to join us. But this week, if the threat from floodwaters has passed, we'll begin preparing requests for assistance letters for our for levee rehabilitation and send those out to levee sponsors that participate in our PL 8499 program. And so for levee sponsors, once we declare an end to the flood event, you will have 30 days to submit a request for assistance letter to us. And then to be eligible for repair, your levee system must be in active status in the PL 8499 program. Damage must be flood related or caused by flooding and exceed an estimated dollar value of $15,000. So Hopefully we'll be able to send those out in the later part of this week. But until then, our EOC will remain activated and ready to provide technical and direct assistance until floodwaters have receded. As always, if you need to reach us, you can get us on our 24-hour line at 816-426-6320. If it's after hours, leave your name and a callback number, and we'll return that call as quickly as possible. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And over to Chris Berzer.
Okay. Hey, hello, Eileen. Good afternoon, everybody. So the Kansas City District Lake Projects Water Management Update is as follows. With the first slide, once again, with today's slides, changes are indicated in bold type and emphasized here and there with a splash of color. You can see that for the past 24 hours, we witnessed the appropriate ramp up slash resumption of normal flood control releases, Tuttle Creek and Truman. Today, tomorrow, and later into the week, perhaps, releases and generation, power generation will increase and then potentially moderate as water in flood control storage is passed downstream. With a slide, the next slide, we've all seen this before, but again, this slide provides references to report information available for our Kansas City District Lake projects that might be of interest. Importantly, I've circled two of those reports, and the NWK Daily Reservoir Report just documents that water is accumulating in a routine manner into flood control storage across the district's area of operations. And today I also highlighted the 3-day reservoir report. And this provides a daily summary.
Chris, did I lose you? Releases.
I can hear you. Have I put everybody to sleep?
I can hear you again now. I heard you say was flood control storage.
Okay, let's see. Flood control storage. Okay, so that was slide two. And that was just, I was just stating that the NWK Daily Reservoir Report, and so water's accumulating in a routine manner across our AO. The other circled report is the 3-day reservoir report, and it simply provides a daily summary of releases from all of the district's 18 lake projects. That report, like all of them, are updated daily. Then if we go to slide three, so this is the schematic. So slide three and slide four provide more insight on the lake projects, their relative locations within their watersheds. Slide three specifically is a schematic of reservoirs in the lower Kansas basin, highlighting today both Tuttle Creek and Perry relative to the Missouri River and downstream control point gauges. And then slide four, again, is a schematic of the reservoirs in the Osage River basin, again, highlighting the relative position of Harry S. Truman, H.S. Truman, relative to the Missouri River and downstream control point gauges. This concludes my report for Monday, July 8th. Thank you, Eileen.
All right, thank you, Chris. And over to the Omaha District Emergency Management Office.
Thank you, Eileen. Good afternoon. My name is Chad Sample, and I'm an Emergency Management Specialist for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Omaha District. We continue to maintain our activation status at level 2, which is a partial activation, but we have returned to our normal non-emergency schedule of 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. As always, we remain available 24/7 for emergencies. USAIS Omaha District completed a total of 8 technical assistance requests, 3 for Iowa and 5 for Nebraska. The district completed 6 total direct assistance requests, including 2 for Iowa, 3 for Nebraska, and 1 for Missouri. The direct assistance consisted of issuing sandbags, 100 airdroppable large sacks, and 22,000 regular sandbags, and ringing sand boils behind the L575 levee. We concluded levee surveillance on 6 July 2024, and as we transition to recovery, we will remain in contact with our levee sponsors to assess damages and determine rehabilitation needs. We posted notice to public sponsors' letters today for the systems active in our PL8499 rehabilitation program. The Omaha District emergency number is 402-995-2454. 1-800-273-4848. And this number is monitored 24/7 to connect callers with our emergency management staff. If you call, please provide your contact information and a brief description of the event, and our watch officer will return your call as quickly as possible. As we transition to the recovery phase, Omaha District would once again like to thank our federal, state, and local partners for their vigilance and rapid action during this response. That concludes my remarks. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we'll do a check with any of our state emergency management offices or DOTs to see if there are any updates. We'll start with Iowa.
Hello, this is Wes Mabry, Iowa DOT. We have our interstates back open. Now we're just doing cleanup repair works to the roadways.
Great. Thank you. Any other state of Iowa? Okay, Kansas.
This is Jim
Missouri.
Fry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Jim. Yeah, Jim Fry, KDOT. Nothing from us.
Wonderful. Thank you. Missouri.
Afternoon, Eileen. Jim Remillard from SEMA. Nothing to report on the Missouri River flooding. Very unfortunate today, though. The Boone County Fire Protection District lost a firefighter during a water rescue attempt this morning around 7 a.m. In a tributary or a drainage basin for the city of Columbia, Missouri. So just keep that fire protection district and the firefighter's family in your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you for that information, Jim.
This is Joe with MoDOT.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Joe, are you on?
I'm here. We've got 17 road closures due to flooding across the state. We have two that impacted from the Missouri River, the 111 in Atchison Holt, and then a section of 94 near Chamois. That's probably from the backwater from last night's rain. So it'll probably clear up today.
All right. Thank you, Joe. And state of Nebraska. Okay. We'll move to the question and answer session. If you have a question and want to just ask it, go ahead and put your hand up in the chat. I'll call on you. I did get one question about the regularly scheduled call for Thursday. It is this Thursday at 1 o'clock Central Time. I did send an invitation this morning with both today's call and the Thursday call. I'll send a reminder for the Thursday call either Wednesday evening or Thursday morning. Any other questions in the chat? No, no hands up. We'll go in alphabetical order by state, starting with the state of Iowa. Again, participation is consent to be recorded, and please state your name and the organization you represent. Again, Iowa.
Wes Mabry, Iowa TOT, District 4. I don't have any questions at this time.
All right, thank you, Wes. Okay, any questions, state of Kansas? Missouri? Nebraska? South Dakota? Okay. Any other callers, questions, or comments? All right, Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill, I'll hand it to you for closing comments.
Hey, thanks again, team, for all the hard work. Really do appreciate it. I think all of our stakeholders do as well. So thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Again, this is our final ad hoc call regarding this flood event, and Thursday's call will be our regularly scheduled monthly call. With that, thank you everyone for your attention during this flood event. That concludes today's call.